Located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
For the finest in home security, you want Fine Line Security, a family-owned business. They install, service, and repair any CCTV system, including DVRs. Free estimates are available. Free security evaluations, including existing systems, emergency repairs, and loaner equipment. Call Scott at 303-550-8202. They also have lease options available for CCTV security. Always professional, neat, and excellent workmanship. Home automation wireless solution for doors and driveways also available. 303-550-8202. Fine Line Security.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and many people are offended by the TSA, the Travel Safety Administration, and their vulgar personal pats downs. My wife talked to a 65-year-old lady, one of our supporters. She was getting on the plane, and the woman was reaching inside her panties. Now, what possible justification would be there for that? Well, are they really protecting us from terrorists? How many terrorists have they actually found here in the United States trying to board planes with bombs on them? Oh, yes, we had the underwear bomber, but he was set up. The people who set him up obviously were working for the United States or for some intelligence agency, because the bomb could not possibly have gone off. You can't explode plastic explosives with a fuse. You have to have a blasting cap. So this young man will spend the rest of his life in prison because he was betrayed by the people who put the bomb in his underwear. Same thing with Richard Reed. They were all fraudulent. The young man went from to Pakistan to learn how to make a bomb so he could explode it in Times Square, and they taught him exactly how to make a smoke bomb. They taught him how to make a smoke bomb, and he thought that this car was going to just go up and all the Americans he hated were going to die, and they taught him to make a smoke bomb. Now, who over in Pakistan do you think is teaching people how to make smoke bombs and betraying them? Well, the whole terrorist issue is a fraud. And those of you who have heard me say it before, you're going to hear me say it again. On the 3rd or 4th of November of last month, in the British House of Lords, Lord Black got up, and Lord Black said, I've been sending money, billions of dollars, to terrorists in Ireland and North Africa for many years, working for the Bank of London. I'm a money washer, not a money launderer. And what I'm doing is, because I've been asked to do this by the government, I don't make anything for it. I simply work as a funnel to send money to the terrorists. Billions of pounds. Now, not a word in the controlled media. We can send you a copy of the article from the Belfast Telegraph, but you must understand this is what's really going on. The whole war on terrorism is as crony as it can be, financed in part by the Bank of London and probably the rest of it from other intelligence agencies. Now, but you're never going to read about this in the media. So what really happened on September 11th, 2001? Were we really attacked by 19 terrorists who, with box cutters, were able to overpower four planes and somehow able to fly those planes into the Twin Towers and then into the Pentagon and then somehow bring those Twin Towers down symmetrically, looking just like controlled demolitions, control the top of the building, if they could simply vaporize or disappear before the rest of the building came down? We thought that was the supercumbent weight that created the pancake effect. But Richard Gage is an architect, and he has dedicated his life to bringing out the truth about what happened on September 11th. Richard, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Stan. It's great to be here with you this morning.
Well, basically, what have we learned about those buildings coming down? Is there any way that they could have come down the way they did simply because they were hit by airplanes?
No, there isn't any way. The airplanes certainly hit the buildings. The buildings did just fine, according to the official story. NIST, the National Institute for Standards and Technology, who was tasked with explaining these collapses of the Twin Towers to us, tells us that they then suffered due to the fires that followed the airplane impacts, but and a gravitational weakening due to these fires to the structural steel framing system, and then a progressive collapse down to the ground. The problem is that any fire is an organic process. It moves through a building every 20 minutes or so, and looking for fresh new fuel sources. And the diesel, jet fuel in these buildings burned up readily outside the building, 90% of it, and then the rest of it burned up in 10 minutes. So it was normal office fires. And normal office fires cause, in buildings that they do bring down, they cause asymmetrical damage. The building would fall over toward the path of least resistance. But never in a steel frame high-rise building have we ever had a fire bring one of these down. Here in these, both of these buildings, twice in one day, we have a straight down symmetrical collapse, straight down through the path of what was the greatest resistance, the thousands of tons of structural steel, 80,000 tons of structural steel in the case of the North Tower, below the point of jet plane impacts, straight down through the path of greatest resistance in just 10 to 12 seconds. Both buildings are completely destroyed, dismembered, and sent in a pattern of total destruction about 1,400 feet around the outside of each of these buildings. This is a completely something that fire cannot do, nor can fire hurl 9-ton perimeter wall units laterally out of the side of each of these towers, landing 600 feet away, being expelled at 60 to 100 miles per hour, instant speed out of the side of the Twin Towers. We have explosive isolated ejections occurring 20, 40, even 60 stories down below the so-called crush zone as these buildings are descending. This makes no sense. These explosive jets are occurring at 100 to 200 feet per second. These are propelled by explosive speeds. We also have the behavior, for instance, of the North Tower, this section above the point of jet plane impacts. It's being destroyed in the first 4 seconds, and telescoping in on itself, almost like a mini-controlled demolition, if you will, that the top begins a sudden, symmetrical, almost, and a smooth, straight-down descent. And in 4 seconds, that section, which we're told was responsible for driving the rest of the building down to the ground, that section is gone in the first 4 seconds.
We'll be back in just a moment. But this is such an important point. You've got to watch those buildings come down again and realize, of course, you're not seeing what you're seeing.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country. Most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Richard Gage. Basically, you know, as you watch the videos of the buildings come down, it happens so fast you don't have a chance to think about it. But if you watch, as Richard says, the North Tower, why you see it, you know, the top of the building, which is supposedly the driving force that's collapsing the rest of it, the top of the building disappears, and all you see is this big cloud of smoke, but where's the top of the building? And the same thing, what happened with